Welcome back to another episode of Search for a Lawful Government with Ron Avery here at RBN. And I'm going to read this little message I just got here. Okay. All right. Anyway, welcome back. And I think we're going to have Bonnie with us again to finish her presentation she was making. And also, I wanted to tell the story real quick before she comes on about my trip to the clinic this morning. I was having a little thing on my skin kind of frozen off, and this was my third trip for checkup on that. And you know, we've been doing the mask thing in there, and we had to sit out in our car and wait till we were called, until we could come into a certain room and all that. And anyway, and that's been the routine for several trips. And then today I did it without a mask at all. Nobody told me to wear one this time. And so I went to the waiting room, and the lady came in there to ask me some questions, and they were going to do what they call a wellness checkup. Since I was in there anyway, I think they were doing them routinely to everybody that came in. So, there's a lot of questions on this little questionnaire. I had to answer it out in my car. It says stuff like, have you had the COVID vaccine? Have you had other vaccines like influenza, pneumonia? Then it had a little section about depression. You know, if you're kind of suffering from depression, and they ask if you were depressed, how many days of the week generally, how many days do you not have energy, no desire to do things, or you feel hopeless or worthless, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, the way I answered those questions on the COVID vaccine, have you had one? I said, no, and I'm not getting one ever. It's not a vaccine. It's a potion. And, you know, I'm not going to be taking that thing. And and then on these other, I did say, yeah, I was depressed several days out of the last 2 weeks. And I had little energy several days out of that. And of course, they had many days on there. You know, you could check a whole bunch of them. Anyway, you know, it didn't look too bad. But at the end of that, I said, you know, tyranny. I'm suffering from tyranny. I don't feel good under tyranny. And do you have anything for that? You know, I was just checking to see if they got a medication for that. Anyway, so the doctor comes in after the lady takes my blood pressure and stuff like that, and she leaves, and then the doctor comes in, and he takes a look at that chart. You know, he kind of smiled, and I said, I'm sorry, I kind of got carried away on that form there, and he's wearing a mask, you know, and he says, I could barely make out, he said, well, I can't believe you don't want a permanently altering potion for your DNA that permanently alters your DNA. So so I could tell he was having fun with it. And so we started talking some more, and he was mentioning, well, you know, with Bill Gates, Margaret Sanger was a good friend of Bill Gates' father, and she used to come over to their house, and she's a big population control person. And, you know, you might remember her as a kind of a Fabian socialist feminist. And then he gets into Bill Gates' activity in India and Africa. How he can't really even go to India. He'd be in trouble. He'd probably be hung if he went to India. So anyway, and then he talked about that. Anyway, I said, I hope you're not wearing that mask for me. So he takes the mask off, and to make the long story short, we really did have a really great time this morning in the clinic. And I said, you know, this has been the best medication I've had in a long time. You know, I said, you're going to be my doctor forever now because, you know, I know kind of how you stand about this stuff. And he said, well, yeah, I'm not getting that vaccine. And I have certainly hadn't had it, and I'm not going to get it. And then he got into telling the story, too, about the Spanish flu. He said the real Spanish flu didn't kill as many people as the bacterial pneumonia that they got from wearing the mask. And this was before penicillin, so they had no way of dealing with something like a bacterial pneumonia. So a lot of people, most of the people died from that. So here we are this many years later, and we're still wearing these masks, and it shows you the strength of the mass media cartel. This is a very dangerous weapon being used against people all around the world. And this is a global mass media, too, cartel. They are powerful, and it's the same entities that are powerful in all these nations that are pumping this mass media stuff. So anyway, I hope we have – did we get Bonnie on the line yet? Oh, let's see. Anybody there? Okay. What we're trying to do is get Bonnie on a really good line instead of just her telephone. And so we're trying to, once we do that, we'll have a better connection. So anyway, I want to ask her these two questions, like, why is the state of Texas unlawful? Anybody there yet?
Hi, Ron.
Hey, Bonnie. How you doing?
Good afternoon. I'm good.
Good, good. Yeah, you sound good.
Thank you.
I think you got on a better line this time. I think Julie hooked you up a little better.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yes.
So are we live?
Yeah, you do sound a lot
now?
Better.
Oh, good.
Yes. So I wanted to ask you just two questions, and, you know, we can spend, you know, like 5 minutes on each one or more, whatever it takes, a little bit more. And then maybe later on in the show, we could take some callers, but I didn't want to interrupt you with callers while you answered these questions. And basically the two questions that I'm interested in is, why do you think the state of Texas is unlawful? And two, why do you think the Republic of Texas is lawful? And I'm talking about, you know, essentially the group that you're associated with. So, and you can spend, I would take one question at a time you know, just kind of summarily tell us why you think that is.
Well, we have to go back in history a little bit.
Okay.
And realize where the state of came from, right?
Okay, where the state of Texas came from, yes.
Right, and where the United States got incorporated. And it's fascinating because it was something that was done without real authorization from who? The people are the creators.
I have a question just immediately because you've said something that's just kind of thrown me off a little bit. You said when the United States of America got incorporated.
When the United States, different from the United States of America. The United States,
when the United, what I'm trying to get at is, you know, again, incorporation means something has been brought together by some other entity. Some entity has brought a body together. So you're saying
than the people.
The United States was incorporated. Now, is that? Do you mean that's when the people or the states ratified the Constitution of the United States? Are you talking about some other entity that made it a corporation rather than just a body of various states.
Okay. Let's go back to remember on Tuesday. By the way, my name is Bonnie Thomas, Counsel General for the Republic of Texas. I was speaking with Ron on the show on Tuesday. We talked about a federal code, 28 U.S.C. 3002, Section 15 A and B. It says the United States is a federal corporation, right there in their own code book. When you go underneath that same code in a different subsection, which is 28 U.S.C. 3002, Section 10, it talks about the state of. And so you've got the United States, and this is underneath their definitions and their administrative codes. It became a corporation not by design of the people, not a creation of the people. So the question is, do the people of this Republican form of government, are they the creators of government? Yes. We have not given creative power to one of the three branches. Their powers are separate and distinct, and none of them have creative power ability. How do we know that? 10th Amendment has been around since 1791, and it says whatever power was not given to one of the three branches is retained by the people. We're the creators. If we gave them power to create, it would be in Article 1, Article 2, Article 3, Article 4 of the Constitution, right? We never gave them creative power ability. So when you have judges create law, why is that a problem? Because they are not the legislative branch, and they cannot expand their own power, and they cannot expand the power of one of the other two of the three branches, right? But whatever was not given to them in power is retained by who? We, the people.
Okay, yes, I got that. And let me see if I'm understanding this right.
This is a structural organization issue. They don't have power to create. Only the people do.
Yes, I got that. And I got the constitutional provisions you're talking about. Where I get lost is this federal corporation, and you say there's some provision in the code, the U.S. code, that talks about or gives a definition of the United States as a federal corporation. Now, my problem with that is what are they really meaning? If you say if we're saying this right. A federal corporation, that would mean a federal. We'd have to know what federal meant, and we'd have to know what corporation meant. Surely they're not meaning that the federal government, after being created by the states of the Union, created it by the Constitution of 1789, somehow or another, this same body incorporated itself and incorporated it in how does that be like I make the Ronald F. Avery Corporation, and then later on somebody in the Ronald F. Avery Corporation says the Ronald F. Avery Corporation is a Ronald F. Avery Corporation. I mean, and we made it a corporation, whatever you create cannot do something in an overlap, like they can't alter what it is. You see what I mean? I can't follow that kind of thinking.
It runs right alongside everything that's done. There's a counter move. This was done without the authority of the people. It was done sleight of hand. It was done during extreme racial tension in this country. Does that sound familiar? What else happened in 64? We had Martin Luther King and a lot of civil rights activities. So under the cloak of when there's really a lot of civil rights issues on the forefront of people's minds, it seems like officials that are employees of We the People are doing some dirty sleight of hand stuff in the back corner without the knowledge of the people authorizing it. And they roll it into, you know, like the Civil Rights Act of 64, right? Lots of good things came from that. Martin Luther King, I believe he was a warrior, a lion for good. He did not want black people being oppressed. None of us do. They are our brothers. Blacks and whites.
Well, I don't want to get too far into that, Bonnie, into all that. I was just trying to stick. See, I've known
so
the guys.
All of this came out of the Civil Rights Act of 1871. This sleight of hand move of incorporating and creating this corporation came out of the Civil Rights Act of 1871. When we went bankrupt,
so you're saying this happened long after the Constitution, 1871.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's almost 100 years later. So,
right.
Okay.
So when the civil rights stuff is at the forefront, that's when they're doing a lot of dirty shenanigans behind the scenes to roll in other things. So that's when all this stuff happened with them incorporating in 1933 when our nation went bankrupt. You know what was going on back in the day? The Great Depression, right? A lot of tanking of the stock market. People were losing their homes. The Dust Bowl was happening. There was a lot of things happening in 1933. That's when our gold and silver was taken away. Our money was no longer backed by gold or silver. It was fiat currency, paper. And what they did is completely sleight of hand. It was done without the authorization of the people. But, I mean, this stuff all goes back to even prior to 1871. You've got 1866. Post-Civil War, Lincoln, lots of stuff happening behind the scenes that we the people were not made aware of. Are you familiar with House Joint Resolution 192, where all debts are the responsibility of the United States? Did you know that? All debts.
Well, I knew that in 1933, they made, rather than backing the currency, this new paper currency, with gold and silver, it was going to be backed by the property of all the people. So they really attached everyone's property to the
and their lives,
to the currency.
We were made slaves without our knowledge. And
of course, that so too is unlawful, because actually what that would be is a confiscation of property. Well, it's against the Constitution of the United States to confiscate people's property without compensation, without just compensation. So how in the world do they just attach everybody's property to as a lien on the fraudulent paper currency, which paper currency itself is against the Constitution? And they didn't.
They didn't
make an amendment to use paper currency. This is a trick they use all the time.
It's a trickery. It's a fraud scheme, and people are unaware that there is no money. Paper FRN in your pocketbook, the Federal Reserve note, is a promissory note that you're promising to pay a debt someday in the future, right?
That's right.
So when
Bonnie, we're going to have to take a break. We're going to have to take a break for a minute, and we'll be back right after this.
Okay.
Okay, that's it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Welcome back to the continuation here of Search for Lawful Government, and we're with Bonnie Thomas, and I kind of wanted to summarize now kind of what you said in the beginning of the show about what makes the state of Texas unlawful, and it seems to be that the federal government is unlawful because of what how it's been altered, been formed into a corporation by some entity that had or want of entity, no entity at all. It's just been incorporated with no authority in the states or the people to do so. And then how can you then have a state, which means it's part of something else? It's not a republic. It's not an independent thing totally. It's a it's been incorporated into the another entity, which is the federal government. So if the federal government, so how can you have something that's part of something that is unlawful or doesn't lawfully exist? So is that what you're saying?
Well, that is the essence of what we're talking about today. That it was created without the people's knowledge, understanding, full disclosure, authority. And so it's all fraud. Fraud is intentional deceit. And we have got a structure. All of our courts are Article I courts created by the legislature. Well, that's a violation of the separation of powers because one branch first of all, cannot create another entity, another power. They don't have creative ability. Well, we have Article 3, of course. Good luck finding one, right?
Are you talking about the federal government again?
Yes, I'm talking about the overlay of our founding fathers who created the Constitution.
Of the United States.
The structure, right, for the, I like to call them the Union of States, as a distinction between the United States, because, again, they've used those very words to create a corporation called the United States. So when I talk about the Union of States, it's a contract or a treaty. We talked about this on Tuesday. Texas is its own nation, right? So is Oklahoma.
Well, all of the states of the Union are independent states. Yes.
Yes, they are. And they have created a contract that they would all come together and agree that transition between one country to another, when I say country or nation state, Oklahoma and in Texas, you drive right across the border without having to pull out your passport or change your dollars that are in your pocket, right?
Well, that's because they've been federated, and I'm thinking that's what the federal government really means. And, you know, in a way, when you say federal corporation, that would mean federation of something, a body, a federal corporation, right? Would be a federation of things into a body, a single body.
They were 19 different delegated, distinct things given to the federal, and that was to mint the money, right, to protect the union, protect each other, right, protect the trade and commerce, and to have the military. So, and there's 19 different distinct federal delegated positions of authority and it's morphed into thousands without having changed that original corporate document where Texas and Oklahoma and Kansas and Arkansas and Florida all agreed. So a lot of things have been done sleight of hand. And
well, it looks like all of it's been done sleight of hand. I mean, plus that,
right.
Once you have a dissolved entity or an unlawful entity, it doesn't matter what any of its branches are doing. The whole thing is shot. The whole thing is unlawful and corrupt.
Let me use an example for you on how people have been defrauded without their knowledge, right?
We've only got a minute so before the next break. So say what you can in that time. Yes.
When the 14th Amendment was passed, back in Lincoln's day, right? What it did is it did not set the blacks free. It enslaved the whites too, and it converted our rights into privileges. Privileges can be taken away, rights cannot. So your thing, like your driver's license that many of us may have in our pocket, we don't realize that when we sign up for a driver's license, we are agreeing to be an employee of the corporation. Was that disclosed to us? And usually it's not. But when you agree, you can waive your constitutional rights by contract.
Yes, okay, Bonnie, we'll pick that up. We'll pick up that thought right after this break. Thank you.
Okay, sure.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right. Welcome back to the last segment here of, well, not the last. I think we have another break coming in about 20 minutes or so. With Bonnie Thomas here. And Bonnie, could you finish up real shortly that last point you were making?
Well, when the 14th Amendment was passed, it converted, and if you read the 14th Amendment, go in and read it. It is so murkily written. The essence of it, and who knows how many times one word is changed here, one word is changed there, and the whole thing is... that one small word changes everything, right? So who knows how many times it's been changed, but the 14th Amendment, if you read it, is so murky one cannot understand. What all are they talking about? It's so weirdly written. Well, the 14th Amendment converted all we the people, men and women, into slaves of the state without our authority, without our acknowledgement, without the consent of the governed. Right.
Okay.
So that's
okay.
So then it converted our rights. It converted our rights into privileges. Well, privileges
okay.
can be taken away, but rights cannot be.
Right.
And so when you go and file for a driver's license or a marriage license, you're basically signing up. And the first box they make you check off is, "Are you a U.S. citizen?" And when you check that box, yes, you don't realize it, but you are signing up.
I get
to
it.
Be one of the citizens of the corporation, and you're your rights when you do that.
All right, and there's a multitude of these forms and these things that we sign, and things that we get a driver's license, we get married, and all that kind of stuff, and we sign these forms, and that makes us creatures of the corporation without rights and subjects of the corporation. And I also realize that some people try to obtain liberty by getting out of all these contracts. And I see the idea behind that. Now, I wanted to say, too, that we have Chris from Nevada, but I don't want to bring him on. I hope he will hang on. I want to give Bonnie a chance now to tell us why the Republic of Texas is lawful instead of why the state of Texas is unlawful. So spend the next few minutes, the last kind of big part of this show, explaining that.
We have been running right alongside the de facto, and that goes back all the way to 95. And the state of Texas sued the Republic of Texas. And a lot of it was...
Run that by again. You said a lot. 95. What 95?
1995. So what happened is there was a dirty attorney general in Texas named Dan Morales. And he, and I'm not going to go into all that he was doing, but it, a lot of it was illegal. Well, the Republic of Texas officials brought this to light to the state of Texas and basically, essentially had this man removed from office. But before they did, he felt the heat, and he brought a civil suit against the Republic of Texas. The Republic of Texas countersued. The Republic of Texas has formed common law courts in the past and rendered common law judgments, and those have gone all the way up to the Texas Supreme Court, and the Texas Supreme Court ruled that they have no jurisdiction over the Republic of Texas. Well, what does that tell you? We are the only real de jure sovereign government of the people, by the people, for the people that Texas has. And, you know, we don't, when people join the Republic of Texas, they are basically saying that they're pulling out of the state of. Why? Because the state of is a corporation. So they do have an added layer of shelter protection because the state of can't touch you anymore unless you have some of those tacit contracts that you unknowingly signed, thinking in good faith that you were signing up to get a driver's license when there's multiple U.S. Supreme Court decisions that say you don't need one. So why do we have them? Because it's a tacit contract that they can search and seize your car anytime they want to, that you're automatically operating in commerce at all times, which you're not. Many of us drive in the private capacity, not transporting goods or people for money. That's right. When you're operating in commerce, and police don't have any authority to even pull you over, ask you questions, or ticket you unless you're acting in commerce.
Okay, and now we're kind of back to the state of Texas and the illegal operations they are performing.
Right.
But getting back to why the Republic of Texas is lawful, it's basically you're saying that it got back together, a group of people got back together in 1995 and started operating this Republic of Texas thing, and it was exposing some corruption in the so-called state of Texas, and the state of Texas sued the Republic of Texas, and case went finally to the Texas Supreme Court, the state of Texas Supreme Court, and they ruled that they had no jurisdiction over the Republic of Texas. So
that's correct.
So you're saying right there is a sufficient reason for the legitimate lawfulness of the Republic of Texas to rule over this area instead of the so-called state of Texas. And I mean the area that we recognize as Texas. And matter of fact, the Republic of Texas recognizes a larger area that encompasses some other states. So is there any other reason other than this Supreme Court ruling that said we can't make a ruling in this case because we don't have jurisdiction over this entity, the Republic of Texas?
Well, and the other thing is we never ceded our land to the Union, right? So when we're on the land, which we are, we're not on the high seas, We're not operating in Admiralty Maritime jurisdiction, and we don't have 1 billion codes and statutes created to enslave our fellow man.
Now, you're talking about the Republic of Texas doesn't have that.
Not have codes and statutes. Codes and statutes are not law. And when you check off that box, when you fill out your driver's license, marriage license, license to carry. Why do we need a license to carry? We have a Second Amendment. That's my license to carry, and it's been established since 1791. Why do I need a piece of paper granting permission to me to carry an arm? That's protected by the Second Amendment. Why do I have to have a permission slip from the state of?
Of course,
really?
That goes for every place. You know, why would we need that anywhere in any state of the union?
Why do I have to go to the state and ask permission to marry the man I love, right? Mm-hmm. Why do I have, when we do, we don't realize what's going on behind the scenes. It's a tacit, undisclosed contract that the state owns the fruit of your marriage, all the equity, all the property, all the homes, all the children. They're owned by the state. When you have that marriage license, you wonder why we have, in Texas in 2017, 33,000 children were stolen from their homes by a foreign child trafficking entity called CPS, run by the state of Texas. They are trafficking children. They're trafficking humans. They have unconstitutional policies and practices. They're nothing but a foreign corporation. Their charter is in Washington, D.C. Why? Because it's an overlay. That's... It looks like government, but it's not.
Okay.
I think the state of Texas is not real government.
All right. I think we got that pretty good. I think you've made a pretty good demonstration of why you would say the state of Texas is unlawful and why the Republic of Texas is lawful and has authority to rule this area.
We mint our own coin. Our own coin is silver. We have gold coins, too. We mint our own coin.
Now,
they're
the
beautiful.
The people, I think we all kind of recognize that the people have to authorize something. When how many people authorize the Republic of Texas at present?
Oh, I don't know how many RT members we have to. I have to go look at the books. But you know, it's not majority rule.
We, the Republic of Texas, are foreign.
We are a foreign nation. Why? Because we are not a part of the corporation. We are foreign to them. So we are protected because there was a treaty signed when Texas joined the Union. When they joined, it was done by treaty or contract that at minimum we would uphold the supreme law of the land. That's found in Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution. What's the supreme law of the land? Article 1, Article 2, Article 3, Article 4, and the Bill of Rights. The U.S. Bill of Rights is the minimum. The state had to offer richer protections in the Texas Bill of Rights. That Constitution has been around since 1836. The Texas Bill of Rights has been. It's been tweaked a little bit since then. But it is not respected or followed in the state of Texas. Why is it that if the state of Texas is a legitimate government, they don't follow their own constitution? That tells you right there they're not legitimate. When you have no bail given by judges, when you have people detained and punished before trial, when you have people treated cruelly and unusually, talk about the 33,000 parents that have lost their kids in 2017. Right. There's been more since then. These are old numbers. You talk to those parents about cruel and unusual. You take a child away from a mother and father, and you tell me that's not cruel and unusual. That's forbidden by the Eighth Amendment. Texas agreed that they wouldn't do that. It's in the Texas Bill of Rights and the U.S. Bill of Rights. Then why is it happening? Because you have
a
corporation pretending to be government that's not government.
Right. Monty, I'd like to hear what Chris from Nevada, I think he'll have a question. I think you've answered both of those questions quite well. And I know we could go into much more detail, but I think we've actually hit the main points here. So let's hear what Chris might have to say. Is he still here?
Sure.
Well, thank you so much for allowing me on your call, Bonnie, and the host there, and maybe Ron. I'm not sure who's reading the call.
You're right.
You're making some very salient points, Bonnie, but the actual aspect derives from the terms that the syntax of the terms that we're using in this parsing of words and the changing of the names of the states to the states of. The of is significant. It means it's owned by another entity. This is the corporatization. And this is why they've changed all these states. It may have been the Texas Republic or the Republic of Texas, maybe improperly known. But whenever they were republics, it was the California Republic, Republic of California. When they changed these to the states of, most of them, I think, were all changed by 1958 or before, to corporate substates of the federal union that we call the federal government, which is a foreign entity that's taken over our country.
Right.
And these USDC courts or foreign law courts, you can find that specifically in Balzac versus Puerto Rico, and Title 28 USC Section 3002, Parenthetical 15, which tells us that the Corp USA is a private for private profits foreign-owned corporation.
That's interesting. Could you give me that one again? What was the name of that
one? Well, we talked about it early on in the call, Ron. It's 28 USC 3002, Section 15A and B. The United States is a federal corporation per their code that they passed. So they're telling us in the state, this is Section 10, and this is all in the definitions of that code. Yes, thank you. Please go on, Chris. We enjoy
They don't call it code. Yeah, they don't call it code for no reason. It's a secret code that they use to discombobulate us and create confusion and equivocation.
Right.
And this is how they bamboozle us and pull the wool over our eyes. And your observation that the small c so-called federal citizen they created in the pretext of the 14th Amendment, which was never lawfully ratified, was in fact the creation of a new class, a serf or slave class, and we were given the illusion that it was to free the black slaves, supposedly at the time, but what it really did, it made us all slaves on the federal plantation.
Let me ask you this. I have a question for both of you. What happens when they actually do that? What happens when these people alter these kind of provisions? Does that make us different as people, or does that actually dissolve the so-called union?
Well, I'm happy to answer that first, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on it, Chris. When anything is done in fraud, and when the fraud is discovered, it invitiates all fraud. It restores you back to the original. So when fraud is disclosed, there's a U.S. Supreme Court decision on that, too. I could go back and look at it. I've got it written on my desk. But fraud is intentional deceit, and the people have been intentionally deceived. These foreign corporations have come in and used this slave system to stupefy us and to dumb us down so where we're not thinking and layering our municipal water supply with fluoride, which coats our pineal gland where we cannot think properly like we need to. And it keeps the slaves dumb and working, right? Everything, the IRS, you know, that's a foreign-owned entity.
If I might,
when you do an open records request, they don't have any authority to operate on our soil. Why is it that when we buy a home, we believe we own it, then why are we paying taxes on something that we own? Does that make sense to anybody that we would pay a tax year after year after year on a home and land that we own? Our Texas Constitution says that we don't have to pay taxes on our land. Then why are And why are the counties taxing us? And why are the cities taxing us? It's all fraud.
Offer a suggestion for that. When you registrate, The registration is a reverse word. It means to stratify in the name of the corporate regis, the state. And whenever we list our property...
All right,
state,
gang. That's been very good. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here to the last little short segment of the show today. And I want to thank Bonnie Thomas for being on. I want to thank Chris from Nevada from calling in. And I want to thank you, Bonnie, for being on the show like about three or four times now, I think.
Well, it's a privilege to be here. I'm just excited about the opportunity to share with the people about things we need to be knowledgeable about, because really, a war has been brought to us, We have got to have tools in our tool belt that we can use, and I'm not talking about violent tools, right? I'm talking about knowledge is power, and when you know that the courts are committing fraud, that any time a code or statute is passed, it never says man or woman. It doesn't apply to us. It's about the paper that goes all the way back to the birth certificate. They deal with our paper, with our trust account that was set up at our birth. That's another story we'll talk about on another day. But we, the living, have absolutely no business in their statutory courts because it does not apply to us. And if you are in the system, there's ways to get out. See, they have to supply us a remedy. So what you do is you repudiate and rescission those tacit contracts. For example, I don't have state of Texas plates on my car. I have private plates that say private, non-commercial, and they say Republic of Texas. I have an ID card that's not in their system. Why? Because I'm not one of their employees. And so I have a private ID from the Republic of Texas that says I'm a diplomat because I hold office as Republic of Texas Council General. So I'm a diplomat, and I'm protected by the federal code being a foreign diplomat. That's found in 18 U.S.C. 11, 18 U.S.C. 112, 18 U.S.C. 1116. That protects me as a diplomat. Whether they like it or not, I have special protections. And my people have special protections because if you mess it with one of the RT people and try to encumber them on their rights, I'm allowed as Council General to go and fight side by side with them in the courts and argue the law and educate our civil servants because they work for us. We do not work for them. And so I get to stand on the liberty and the truth, and we exercise truth in the court. And we prevail. There's a way to prevail. Before you even go in, you can shut a case down. And I'm talking criminal prosecution cases can be shut down. Most of them are brought in fraud anyway, where there's no injured party. Think about jaywalking or a speeding ticket. All those are misdemeanors. Where's the injured party? Did you hurt somebody? Then it's not a crime, right?
Yes.
So
right.
I understand that the courts are getting back to common law. I hope that Trump's working behind the scenes to fix that hot mess, because when the federal U.S. corporation is dissolved, and I believe it is, and I believe that we are getting back to the Republican form of government that we deserve. And
Alrighty.
Time is short. We've got
thanks.
To educate our people.
Bonnie, thanks
yes,
again.
Yes, sir.
You've been very informative. I think everybody got a lot out of that. And once again, thanks.
God bless Texas.
God thanks. Bless Devon.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.